Of the day, and that was you don't think that prisoners should be out before somebody's term of physical therapy has run its course. I mean, it's unbelievable. Of course, we're talking about the early release program, risk reduction earned credits, which allow criminals who have committed violent crimes such as rape, arson, kidnapping, sexual molestation, and others that are less violent, of course, of a child under 13 out of jail before their sentences are finished. And in this case, we have had 7,589 inmates who have been released through the program since it began September 1, 2011, and about 700 are already back in the system in terms of the correctional system we're talking about. Now, you are outraged by this. I think most people listening are kind of stunned at, kind of the lack of attention and to detail that this suggests, and the lack of really concern about the general population here. So tell us what it is that you are trying to do right now, Len Suzio.
We have initiated a petition to ask the governor to suspend the early release program pending an investigation of how it's being implemented adequately to protect public safety in light of the revelations that we have discovered, that there's no psychiatric evaluation for violent criminals before they exit the program. The fact that one of the early release people was involved in a murder here in Meriden itself. There are serious public safety issues. We cannot wait until next year when the legislature convenes. It's imperative that we suspend the program now and determine what we can do to make certain we're not letting criminals out on the street that are actually a risk to the public. And it's stunning and shocking that there's no mandatory psychological evaluation being given. And we've got to stop the obfuscation. So we're asking people to sign this petition. They can sign it online at my website, SenatorSuzio.com. We're going to have, I think, some rallies around the state. Tomorrow we're going to be at the Easy Mart in Meriden at 271 East Main Street. That's the site where Mr. Gazal was murdered in cold blood, giving no resistance to the criminal who was released under early release program. We want to have a group of people there, not just to sign a petition, but show support for the Gazal family. They are behind this. They like the idea that even though they said it's too late for their father, they don't want to see other victims of violent crime be murdered or have mayhem imposed on them by criminals who have been let out of jail prematurely without adequate psychological testing and without being certain that the public safety is being served.
Yeah, and if you read the parole record here, I mean, it's pretty stunning, the things that they were concerned about in his record that somehow they just decided was not compelling enough to keep him in. And, you know, the other thing, Len, is not only, you know, the fact that there's no psych exam, the fact that some of the treatment activity is bogus,
yes,
that it's really unrelated to their problems, and the fact that we don't have a safety net out here that assures us that they're in a place where they're being monitored, where, you know, he was not required to wear an ankle bracelet or anything, of course.
No, and that's the problem. The program was implemented so quickly after the law was passed. And we all know, I mean, the motivation was to save money. Money over people's lives. That is what's wrong about this thing. That's why it's got to be investigated. Our first responsibility as elected officials is to protect the public. Nothing else matters if you've got murder and mayhem going on out in the streets.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you, you don't have one Democrat on the judiciary or another committee willing to step up with you? There's not one in the majority willing to do this?
Well, first of all, when we had the news conference yesterday, I want to address this. I'm glad you brought it up. I was called by a number of Republicans asking to join me up on the platform to condemn this. I said no, not because I didn't care about that, but because I do not want this to become a partisan issue. I did not want it to be a bunch of Republicans condemning the Democrats. This is a nonpartisan issue. Public safety is number one. It crosses any kind of party line.
Well, a Democrat, a Republican, an independent can get hit over the head tomorrow. I don't know what Stephanie was, and I don't care what she was. I mean, she's a citizen of the state of Connecticut. So what about the Democrats? Where are they on this?
Well, if my memory serves me, we could check this. I believe the only Democrat that voted against this was Joan Hartley. I'm pretty sure she was the one who was the lone Democrat that voted against the early release program. Everyone else voted for it. And, of course, it was the party line. But you know what? Right now, we've got to look back and say this was a tragic mistake. We cannot let it continue. We cannot wait 10 months until the legislature convenes and passes a law next year to correct it. We need to act now, because with 7,589 criminals already released on the streets and more every day, the danger and the risk is greater and greater. We cannot delay. The governor has got to act now. His first and primary responsibility as the number one executive in the state is to protect the public. And we're calling on the governor. We're begging him to act now to protect the public and guard it against this rushed implementation of a program that hasn't been thoroughly thought out, and the safeguards haven't been implemented to protect the public.
Has anybody reached out to you from the administrative branch, whether it's the governor's office, whether it's OPM and Michael Lawler, whether it's Leo Arnone? Has anybody reached back to you to say, you know, maybe you have a point here? And again, I don't care who gets credit or what have you. Well, these guys are the ones getting credits right now, but I don't care about the politicians in this. I'm just wondering, is anybody reaching back to say, you're making some sense, maybe we should be a little bit more curious about how this is working, maybe we should be a little bit more concerned about the public's best interest here? Is anybody reaching back to you at all?
No. Actually, I'm fearful that there's a defensive reaction right now, because they don't want to admit they made a big mistake. And so there's a certain amount of ego and pride involved here. And I'm not trying to condemn anybody. All I care about is protecting the public. That's why I'm not even – the governor, I feel, was misled on this by one of his chief people, Michael Lawler, who's had a history of being very, very soft on crime for many, many years. And I think he was unfortunately misled in a critical policy decision like this. And that's why I'm asking the governor to show action, to act on behalf of the citizens of Connecticut. That's his first responsibility. And let's not point the fingers of blame at anybody. Let's just stop the nonsense and get serious about this and take a hard look at a program that we know one citizen's already been murdered by a person who's been charged with it, who was released under their early release.
I guess we need another couple.